us here on Irirangi Wāte. Well, a trespass notice has been issued to the protectors of the whenua in Mau Whenua, Shelley Bay in Whanganui, Ātara, here to talk to us about this and other issues. Dr. Catherine Love, me tuku mihi ki a koe te mārei kura, wonderful to call it all with you. Tēnā koe, Shamia, and Stafford Tawhai as well too. Me tuku mihi ki a kōrua. Kura. Thank you so very much for joining us here again on Irirangi Wāte. Tēnā koutou katoa.
Tēnā koe.
Dr. Catherine, can I start off with you first, please? Well, here we are again, yet another trespass notice. It is hōhā. It is not what you wanted. It is, there are issues still at play that have not been resolved, that don't seem to be resolved. The board, the Port Nicholson Trust Board, they say they just want to move on. But again, am I right in saying that you are going to oppose this trespass notice as well?
Well, Claudette, I don't think we really have to oppose it because the Port Nicholson Block Settlement Trust has sold all the land that they had at Marukaikuru, Shelley Bay, and so they have no right to issue a trespass notice. And they also claim that they've issued it on behalf of the trust, on behalf of the three marae, mana whenua marae in Wellington. But we've spoken with the kaumātua of those marae and they know nothing about it. So it's a bit of a joke, really. Mm. It's an attempt by Port Nicholson Block to pull another fast one, and I think pave the way for the Wellington Company and Wellington City Council to later trespass us and say, oh, we're doing whatever we want. That is not true. That is not true.
Okay, so if I can just get it clear here then, Shamia, then really what it is it's now no longer with the Port Nicholson Trust. They've sold that whenua. Really, this is an issue between Castles, the developer, and Mau Whenua Whānau.
Yeah, just to clarify that, it's not a trespass notice. It's not even a formal eviction notice. It appears to be a few letters written by individuals rather than anything else. And yes, if you look at it from a legal perspective, that's exactly what it is, as you described, Claudette. But it, we still maintain our position, and that is that the sale of our whenua is not valid in Māori or English law. So, I'm not quite sure what this is, apart from the fact that it's quite disappointing, but not surprising that this has occurred. And we're just maintaining our position here. We're talking to our people, we're being representative and sticking to the kaupapa, which is kia mau ki te whenua. And yes, there are some that were involved with Mau Whenua earlier that are now part of the trust and trustees and employees or something. But we're just continuing with that kia mau ki te whenua, because as far as we're aware, the whenua hasn't been returned, so it hasn't been resolved.
And so for you, Stafford, then this is just yet another ploy, do you think, by a developer, Castles, the developer, just another ploy to put this back in front of the media to say, and in actual fact, he's pitting the trust board who really have no more to say about this, but he's pitting you protectors against this trust board, when really it is all about this Pākehā who has now got this whenua in his position and the protectors.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yes.
And so, exactly. Dr. Catherine, then we're going to have to go through this yet again. Then it is something that this is between you and the developer. He's dragged the other half of the whānau in. Really, would you just invite them to
bow out, as they should do. They say that there is going to be, they're going to be a partner in this development in the future. Well, if that's going to happen in the future, let that happen. But at the moment, they have nothing concrete. They have nothing guaranteed, and there is no partnership. It's just a ploy. And as Shamia said, it is individuals, a handful of individuals that are doing this and claiming that it's on behalf of mana whenua and it's on behalf of the different marae around the place. And it's very disappointing, actually. It's very disappointing.
And but, sorry, Doctor.
So no, Shamia, but the Wellington Company and Wellington City Council is actually behind it. Yeah.
However, we still got the law on our side, have we not, Shamia? We can still take legal action. Precedence has been set up here in Ihumātau as an example. So it's not over. I mean, it's not over until you say it's over.
Well, absolutely. And now, that's the other thing that's a bit confusing is the legal recourse that we're seeking is still underway. You know, there's two cases, and one is about the sale, the legality of the sale. However, there's another case that's before the Māori Land Court, and that is around the register and the representation of the trust, the post-settlement governance entity, and their accountability back to their people. And that issue has not been resolved. So we just need to remember that in terms of a mandate, the register that is formed basically or provides the basis of operations and the validity and mandate of the trust had 19,000 members, 12,000 of those members have disappeared, including Stafford here and his father, or seven of the nine of his siblings have disappeared off this register. And those issues have not been resolved. So the question around the mandate of the whanaunga who are trying to evict us, you know, is still very much there. And they're not behaving under what we would call tikanga. You know, they have not come and spoken to the people. They have not listened to the people. So it's just sad. We're just,
And Stafford, how do you feel about not being recognised? How do you feel about, you know, being non...
well, you know, Claudette, I was a claimant to the tribunal, and I gave evidence before the tribunal, and I followed it right through and attended the hearings, which these newbies haven't. And I was a negotiator on the settlement, and you know, a member of the trust in the early days. And it's really disrespectful of them not to recognise not only me, but the other kaumātua that we spoke to today, who are part of the different marae, who attended the hearings, who are part of the handback of Shelley Bay. You know, we are all being discounted, and it's not okay. It's not satisfactory, and it's very hurtful for our people, especially our old people and people like Stafford, whose grandmother was very much a part of the claim. You know, and so we're just disappointed that our whanaunga would be allowing themselves to be used in this way by the Wellington Company, by the developer.
Stafford, in some ways this is just another form of colonial genocide by pen, some might say, by, you know, writing out the whakapapa of some of the uri, some of them, from their whenua. How do you feel about not being, or about being ignored or just not recognised?
Saddened, yeah, like the cuz was saying. But at the same time, I think of Nan, and she would want me to be here and doing this, exactly what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's right. We have a lot of kaumātua support here at Marukaikuru, and these, you know, these people who are doing this are not kaumātua and are just trampling all over all of our people and our mokopuna who don't have a voice. You know, that's what really upsets me as well. It's not fair. It's not tika. And we've asked them to come and talk with us and meet here on the whenua, and they haven't once.
And Shamia, he also says, the developer also says that you've got to vacate the property and there is some issue with non-compliance, earthquake-proof buildings. I mean, we don't really care about the bricks and mortar. You know, they're just bricks and mortar and they can fall down to the ground if it wishes. You know, who cares? It's not about the bricks and mortar, is it?
Exactly. No. And just in response to that, I'm not, again, a wee bit confused. It kind of shows that people don't know what's happening here and haven't engaged. We're not in any buildings. So it's kind of like, you know, we've got our tents and we've got vans and we've got a couple of buildings that we've brought in or been donated and we've built. But we're not in any of their buildings. So that for a start. And I think it's really important that we recognise that we maintain that we are conducting a lawful noho whenua. It's a lawful occupation. We've been very, very compliant around the COVID restrictions and we take our responsibility as mana whenua kaitiaki very seriously. So people's safety and well-being is our priority while we maintain the kaupapa of holding the whenua. But you're absolutely right, Fire. We're not here to protect some buildings. Mm. We're here for the whenua, and it's not just Shelley Bay, Maru Kaikuru, eh? It's all our whenua. It's particularly Motu Kairangi as a whole. And this, again, is, you know, again, it comes back to the structures under which we're operating as iwi and the lack of recourse and accountability for our people who are having total power, unbridled power to make these decisions and discount our kaumātua, our tamariki, our mokopuna's, you know, opportunities and views.
Claudette, one of the really disappointing things is that we were commemorating the pāhua at Parihaka. And just on the Sunday, we had our hāngi. The kaitiaki put a hāngi on and 100 and, you know, did it all right. And it was a beautiful and remembering. And some of us have very personal experiences of, you know, the rapes and things, and we descended from.
Yeah.
And it's the next morning, first thing, the next morning, before anybody's up, three.
Mm.
The chair of the settlement trust and the chief executive of the settlement trust come in and throw these letters at us. Now, that feels like a very cruel and cynical move to me, the timing of it.